Be with us, O Lord, and may your word and your will be in our minds, in our hearts, and in our lives. Amen. When I was in high school and the summer athletics program came around, I would inevitably be drafted in to take part in the high jump. Simply on the basis that someone as tall and as lanky as me ought to have some natural talent for the event. I didn't. My Fosbury flop, which my best friend described as high comedy in motion, lacked a little finesse, and I was never destined for gold. But I gave it my best shot, and I used to do just well enough to qualify and be picked again the next year. I didn't really like the high jump. It was a lot of standing around waiting for the other guy to fail. But the one thing I did like was watching that bar being raised inch by inch by inch, and me occasionally at least clearing it. Raising the bar is, of course, a common metaphor that we use all the time to talk about better and better performance. Businesses talk about raising the bar in their goods and services. Schools talk about raising the bar in terms of academic standards. And we all enjoy raising the bar in our own lives. So it should come as great news today to think about Jesus raising the bar for us. It's a theme that goes throughout the Sermon on the Mount. If we go back 2 weeks ago, the bar is very low. In the Beatitudes, all the blessing, all of the grace, comes from God. As long as we can identify with one of those constituents, the poor, the meek, the mourning, and most of us can, we are blessed. And we don't really have to do much for that blessing. Last week, Jesus starts to raise the bar. Now we have to get involved. We have to step up. We have to let our light shine before all men. It's now up to us. To use Mother Paula's football analogy from last week, we have to suit up, put our game faces on, and give it our very best. But what is our best? How good can we get? What are we capable of? Well, every good coach knows that most people are capable of a lot more than they think they are. And the role of a good coach, of course, is to challenge us to try harder and harder. And that's what happens in this week's gospel. Jesus once again raises the bar. This time, he raises it high. It is not enough, says Jesus, just to follow the law, just to go along with society's norms, just to do what is expected of us. We must strive for lives far beyond that, live our lives in a way that goes beyond and sometimes even in the opposite direction to what society wants us to do. So, how do we meet this challenge? One way is to go seeking the answer in today's gospel text. But as many of you know, today's gospel text is one of the more challenging texts in Scripture. And teasing out the right answer can be difficult. The language, the images, at least to modern ears, hearing this 2,000 years later, can sound puzzling, can sound stark, can sound troubling. But the key point, perhaps, can be summed up like this. Actions have their consequences. Even the smallest acts or omissions can lead us down the slippery slope to unwanted consequences. And we only have to look around to realize that our laws and our norms don't do a very good job of keeping us out of unwanted circumstances. So our challenge as Christians is to try and avoid ourselves and to help others avoid doing things that set us off down this slippery slope in the first place. And we can do that by being aware of our actions and the actions of others in every moment of our life. And this in turn we do by giving ourselves over to God, letting Him do His work through us. As St. Paul says to the Corinthians in this morning's reading, we are God's servants working together. We are God's field and God's building. So this is our challenge, to raise up our game, to become better servants of God. To, as St. Paul puts it, wean ourselves off milk and on to solid food. This is our challenge. So what is it going to take to do this? Well, as any good coach will tell you, it's going to take dedication, it's going to take determination, and it's going to take practice. Lots and lots of practice. Now, practicing is something that many of us shy away from. Back in my school days, aside from learning the basics about how to fling myself over the high jump, I did very, very little practice, and I got the results that I deserved. But perhaps, you know, just perhaps, if I dedicated myself enough, put in the hard work, turned up for practice, I could have achieved a lot more. We'll never know. But what we do know nowadays is what it takes to become very good at something, indeed world class at something. You may have heard of some research that was carried out by Anders Ericsson, a psychologist at Florida State University back in the 90s. This work has been recently publicized by Malcolm Gladwell in his best-selling book, Outliers. Ericsson and his colleagues studied high performers in all types of fields, music, the arts, sports, neurosurgery. And what Anders and his colleagues figured out was, if you want to become really good at something, if you really want to succeed and be world class, you have to put in 10,000 hours of practice. Now, 10,000 hours of practice requires a lot of dedication. 10,000 hours equates to 3 hours of solid practice every day, including Sundays, for 10 years. So, do we need to put in 10,000 hours of practice to become good Christians? I hope not. There's no certification requirement, thankfully, for being a Christian. It's not like getting a pilot's license. But we could bear in mind 10,000 hours as a reminder of, you know, maybe we could put in a little more practice. Another and more positive way to look at this is to think about this. In any given year, most of us have about 6,000 hours of waking time. If we practice our Christianity in all of those waking hours, we'll actually rack them up pretty quickly. All it takes is to be intentional in everything that we do, wherever we are, and regardless of the circumstances. We need to constantly remind ourselves that we are always at the top of that slippery slope in every moment, and think and act in a way that doesn't lead to those unwanted consequences. Simple? Maybe, maybe not. It's challenging, but it's certainly possible to do and to get continually better at it. Better still, there are drills. There are exercises that we can do to help us practice. Coming to church, praying, reading scripture, meditating, working with the poor and the needy. Now, those are things that we have to put dedicated time into. What about the rest of the time as we go about our daily lives? Well, let me give you an example. Here at St. Francis, we formulated a set of values for ourselves. They're things like we are spirit-led and Christ-centered, authentic and transcendent. If you haven't seen them, I would highly recommend that you grab one of our publications. They're in many of the publications, and study them. In the 10 o'clock bulletin, in fact, in both the bulletins every week, we print one of these values. This week's value is welcoming. Now, these values are not supposed to be just about how we behave when we're in church. That's just over 1 hour out of 168 available to us in the week. The idea is that we take that welcoming out into the world. So perhaps what we could do is pray a little about what welcoming means, discern a little bit about what it means to us, and then take it out of this place. So as you drive home after church today, you welcome your fellow motorist. Even when they're doing 15 miles an hour and are holding up everyone. Or during the week, when you've had a bad day and you're in the grocery store, in the line, you welcome that person that holds everyone up by going back into the aisles because they've just remembered one thing that they haven't got. I'm not saying this is going to be easy. And it will surely be challenging at first. But as we put in the hours, we can get better and our results can improve little by little. We will get closer to what Jesus is calling us to be. That's what practice does. As the reading from Ecclesiasticus says, it's our choice. All we have to do is choose to put in the work. So this week, I challenge all of us. I challenge each of us to find something, it may be welcoming, it may be something else, that we want to practice. Let's raise our bars a little higher and see if we can, with God's grace, get a little bit better this week, and the next week, and the next week. Let's see if we can go beyond our human inclinations, as Paul said, and become even better followers of Christ. Amen.